Lift your heads to him. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
I thank you that I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And my heart does perceive what you're saying to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We're going to Philippians. Philippians. Chapter 1. In the NIV, it's just before verse 3, it says thanksgiving and prayer. Thanksgiving. Does that ring a bell for this season? Thanksgiving and prayer. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel or good news from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. If you remember, we talked about God has prepared good works for us to do, but sometimes there's a preparation that seems to be quite lengthy. And we don't understand why it takes so long.
Amen.
And that means that your soul and emotions kind of get in the way. Seven. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. How do you carry someone in your heart? Just constantly being aware of their dilemma or their joy or whatever their tears may be. When my cousin called me and told me that my aunt has passed away, 2 days before, my aunt came to my heart. I was aware of her. I interceded for my cousin because her and I are only a couple years apart. So we were kids together, teenagers together, and nobody knows what we did together. That's not important. We did get into some awesome, let's say, experiences. And I never forgot how sweet she was and how sweet she is. She came to Massachusetts after we moved here, and she was about 17 and I was about 19, I think. And we took her to Riverside along with some of my friends and my girlfriend, because she wasn't my wife at the time. And at that time, everybody wore chinos. Remember that?
Yep.
Some of you can go back that far, some of you can't, but that's okay. Well, we went on this incredible ride that is like a huge big barrel, and it goes spinning around, okay, and it lifts up and the floor falls out. Well, here's my cousin Giselle trying to keep her feet on the ground, and the ground is just falling, going down. And she's holding my hand, and I thought I was going to lose my hand because her pants are splitting. Because she's doing all she can to keep her feet on the ground, and the more she's wiggling, the more the stitches are letting go on the outside of her slacks. Okay? So, I mean, talk about, you know, being politically correct. She's, oh my God, they're going to see. I said, sweetheart, if you had a bathing suit on, we'd see. Don't tell me about her bathing suit, she said. And obviously, she was so distressed, and all we did is tease her. Well, when she talked with me about the loss of her mom, she said, you know, it was a double-edged sword because I didn't want to let her go. She's 97 and a half. But she says, you know what? Her body was so worn that she couldn't have any more joy. And she says, you know, I even reminded her of all the good times we had when we went with you. And of course, my parents were her aunt and uncle. And she quoted some of that. And I reminded her, I said, you know, some people don't look at God at all. Or they look at him as a problem. Or they look at death as a problem. And she says, no, I know it's a new birth. I know that she had to go through that channel. And we ended up having a wonderful conversation about the Lord. So to God be the glory, this coming Friday and Saturday, that entire family will be requiring some prayer. And I'm asking God for his plan to unfold and not mine. Okay? So, do I hold them in my heart? Absolutely. So verse 7 again. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affections of Christ Jesus. This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge. That should be our Thanksgiving prayer. That his love may abound in us, to all those that will gather at our table, and the depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best, and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ. Why is it that you and I need to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God? That prayer can change your life if you literally allow it to go into your heart. Because when you realize that it's the grace of God that's doing this work, you're not going to be falling apart because there's a few problems along the way. Those problems are designed by God to mature us. Verse 12. Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. Now remember, he's been thrown in jail. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. The word Christ there means anointed. So everyone else that I am in chains for the anointing. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. That's a lesson for all of us. There are times that you are going to be bold, like Mr. Trump, or our Lord Jesus, who stood up to the whitewashed tombstones,
amen,
or to Peter, who declared you crucified the Lord of glory, Acts chapter 2 and 3. Look at the boldness of these men. Look at the boldness that's needed to stand up against the lies that have perverted the Christian church into a cubbyhole. Why did they live in caves for years? Because there was fear. And we're not to be bowing to fear to the best of our ability. It's time to come out of our cocoon and become the believers that we are. And not to be bold to the point that you're bringing shame. But don't bow when it's time to speak the truth.
Amen.
There are times you will have to respond and say, I don't agree, and make it stick. Mm-hmm. You have a right to your opinion, but I do not agree.
Amen.
There are times that I have stood up with family members and I have made it very clear. I do not agree. I'm not against you, but I don't agree. Why? Because that agreement is going to make them or break them. If I agree and they are totally wrong, and they realize it later because the Holy Ghost will draw them.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost will awaken in them the truth. Yes, Lord.
What is it, 6 months ago, man? There was an anointed meeting in front of CVS.
Oh, we're going there again.
Oh, yeah, but we need to.
Because he was mad at me.
Mad?
Well, angry.
Oh, it was worse than mad. Mad was dressed in enough for church.
But the bottom line is, Ann and I had called each other and we had prepared. No.
Oh, now it comes in.
It was called a Holy Ghost accident. I was so stunned that I realized that he was getting into their car and I'm getting out of my car, and I yelled at him. And of course, he didn't want to see me. He wanted to just duck into the car and run. But, see, I made a comment to him because I had been on his case for quite a while. And, you know, there are times that you need to be solid in what you say to someone.
Amen, Jesus.
There are times that you need to stick to it no matter what the cost. I could hold my brother's hand over there, and there were times when I'm sure he got upset with me too. But it's not important what happened or how it happened. What's important is the end result. If it brings salvation and it brings glory to the Lord Most High, what happens about you and your little emotional trip?
This too shall pass.
Yes, it will pass. And hold those people in your heart. Hold them in your heart. Don't let them go. If they accuse you of being in cahoots with each other, it's okay. Let them believe whatever they want to believe, but don't agree when they're wrong.
Amen.
Okay? Continue to intercede for them. And by God's grace, intercede in tongues. Keep your brain out of it. Your brain is going to go everywhere but God. Your spirit will focus on the Most High. And your spirit will do a work that no man could do. And that's where your hope is. Your hope is in Christ Jesus and the anointing of His Spirit within you to break open the things that only He can do. You can't make this country over without a complete revamp. And it's got to be God. Amen. And I believe we're on the road for recovery. And it's going to be wonderful. But you remember the word? A mighty uprising is coming. A mighty uprising and wind is coming, which will bring a change. The change will be my change, and no man will halt it, change it, or stop it. A mighty, mighty uprising is coming. How does that apply to you and me? This Thanksgiving Day, make sure that you obey what He calls you to do to the best of your ability. To the best of your ability. And cry out to Him early in the morning. God, show me what to do. Show me when to do it. And give me the words of thanksgiving so that this body, this family, this group, this bunch of friends, whoever they may be, they may be ready for turkey. You might be ready to give them Jesus. They may be ready for stuffing. You give them love. Pack that turkey full of love and spread it around. And the more that you love them, oh, they'll retaliate. The more you give them love, they will push you away and don't want to hear it. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Why? Because you're irritating the darkness. Your battle is not against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6:12. Amen. Okay? Your battle is not against flesh and blood. Your people, your families, and those you love are not your problem. They might look and smell and taste like a problem, but the Holy Ghost says it's a challenge. Amen. Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Keep preparing me.
Keep preparing me.
Give me the words of life.
Give me the words of life.
To those that are falling.
Those that are falling.
Or hurting.
Or hurting.
Or even crying.
Or even crying.
And give me the grace.
Grace.
For this Thanksgiving season.
For this Thanksgiving season.
To be prepared.
To be prepared.
To give out.
To give out.
Whatever I have in my heart.
Whatever I have in my heart.
In them.
In them.
And for them.
And for them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Share some hugs and loves with each other. And we'll see you Tuesday. 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 Tuesday.